Thank you, and good evening from Houston, Missouri, for the second night in a row. The Bear fans are going to be entertained by Bear basketball. Last night it was the Lady Bears, and tonight it is the boys' side of the Legend. They'll take over and play their last regular season game of the year also against the Houston Tigers. So, once again, here we are in Houston for second night in a row for basketball, and the JV boys got a win, so we're looking for the varsity to do the same if you're Bear fans, and end the season on a high note. That's Houston team has had some, they've had some victories this year, Marty, but and that they beat some teams that we've lost to, I think.
Well, they've had a good streak here, and at this time of year, it's all about momentum and how you can finish the year. And both these teams really on a pretty good swing as far as momentum goes. We'll talk about the Houston Tigers first. They've won three in a row, and they've only won six on the season. So out of those six wins, three have come in their last three games. They beat Lesterville in a shootout. And then the win that should probably make Bear fans raise their eyebrows a little bit, they beat Ava 55-46. That's an Ava team that, of course, beat Willow in Douglas County. That was a strange game, but Ava got the win. And this is the Houston team that beat Ava by 9 points. And then last night, they had a makeup game against the DeWar Falcons and beat them in overtime. So three in a row for the Houston Tigers, three out of their last six, and they come in here tonight with a little momentum. Obviously, it's the last home game for the Tigers as well, so they want to finish their season at home on a good note. And of course, they'll be the host of district, so they'll get more time in this gym as well. But the Tigers coming in with a little bit of a winning streak.
And it's a nice facility, and we'll be back up here next week for districts, too, because the boys' side of the Ledger is up here for district tournament next week.
Yeah, Tuesday afternoon, the Bears will be back here at 4:30 to take on the Seymour Tigers in the first round of the district tournament. And the Bears, you mentioned the JV picking up a nice win, 60-41. I'm going to try to find out what the JV record was for this year, but a pretty successful season for the JV.
Yeah, they lost a lot of close games.
They did.
For a while, about 3 points every game. But the last two games, they've won big.
The Altermats, James Dean had a big game tonight. So a lot to look forward to on the horizon for the Bears. And this is a Bear team that this time last week dropped a really tough game to Mountain Grove. Just didn't look very good. Didn't shoot the ball well. They had to have a quick comeback on Saturday and go to Gainesville and went down by double digits to Gainesville in the first half, but came back, found their shooting touch. The defense intensity ramped up. And that really key to comeback against a very good Gainesville Bulldog team last Saturday. And then they take that momentum and knock off a really good, maybe one of the best Kabul teams we've seen in a long time. And the Bears beat them in dramatic fashion on Tuesday at home on senior night, and that was just a wild finish. If you weren't listening to that one, man, we had all kinds of twists and turns in that those last minutes of the ball game. But Kabul had a shot to win it in regulation, and the ball chipped off the rim, and the Bears won it 55-53. So both teams coming in with some momentum. Bears 11-14 on the season, and would like to pick up that 12th win, 9 a year ago. So to finish with 12, and hopefully, you know, maybe 13 when by the time you get to district tournament time. The Bears wanting to conclude the regular season on a high note tonight here in Houston.
Yeah, the Bears look to play a Seymour team on Tuesday night up here that they'd like to have a little revenge against, because all the way back in November, the Bears played Seymour in a home opener and lost by 9 points. So
didn't play really well, and I know that loss has kind of stuck with them. So it'd be a nice opportunity for the Bears to get a little revenge and to get a district win. That's something they weren't able to do last year, so an opportunity for this crew and Coach Forrest to get a district win and get a chance to play the Thayer Bobcats in the semifinals. And it's district time, and you just never know when weird things might happen. The girls, want to mention the Lady Bears. We called their game here last night. They had a nice win against Houston. Tonight, they're back at home playing the Kabul Lady Bulldogs in a rescheduled game for Monday. The JV lost that game against Kabul, but the varsity getting ready to tip off, and we'll try to keep you updated on how the Lady Bears do tonight at home against the Bulls. Their district will start on Monday, and we'll have all the Lady Bear postseason games for you. Beginning Monday night at 7:30, they're in Seymour. The boys here are in Houston, but the girls are in Seymour. And so we'll travel to Seymour on Monday night as the Lady Bears, the 3 seed, will take on the Conway Lady Bears, 6 seed. It's only a 6-team tournament, so Conway the last seed in that girls' side of things. The boys, when they play Seymour, that'll be the 4 and 5 matchup in the boys' bracket.
Interesting region, district tournament. We used to call them regional tournaments. Interesting district tournament, and they should be the same. To me, it looks like they should be the same teams playing, but for the last couple of 3 years, it hasn't been that way at all.
It's been redone the way they do things. They do it every year, and they take that to September enrollment counts, and that's where you go. And the girls, the boys' districts may look a little bit different depending on geography and enrollment and everything else. So we're about ready for the national anthem. We'll take a 2-minute time away and come back to the starting lineup and the play-by-play in 2 minutes. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU.
And welcome back to Houston. Bears getting ready to take on the Houston Tigers. And with the starting lineup and the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Marty Smith.
We'll start with the visitors, the Willow Springs Bears, wearing their maroon jerseys with a white trim. They will start number 0, 6-foot junior guard Jace Rogers. Number 1, 5'9 sophomore guard Colby James. Number 3 is 5'10 freshman guard Brady James. Number 5, 6-foot senior Aiden Stewart. And number 41 is 6'4 junior forward Braxton Wellbank. There's coached by Dustin Forrest, assisted by James Lee and Tanner Barr. Bears coming in with a record of 11-14. For the Houston Tigers, they will start number 1, junior guard Jordan Arthur. Number 3, sophomore guard DJ Riley. Number 30 is senior forward Brady Brookshire. Number 33 is senior forward Stone Jackson. And number 50 is junior center Brody Atkinson. Atkinson, Jackson, Brookshire, Riley, and Arthur, 5 starters for the Houston Tigers. They will wear their home white with the red and black trim. And they are coached by Jim Moore, assisted by Rodney Prehigh. Tigers come in with a record of 6-17 on the season.
They have a big guy inside.
They do.
The junior Atkinson. So that'll be a challenge for the Bears. They've sometimes been challenged by the presence inside of a big guy. So we'll see how well the Bears do against that.
Will Banks' role has increased as the season's gone on, and he's done a better job of late with guys in the paint, and he will jump for the Bears against Atkinson, the junior for the Tigers. The official Nathan Sanders will throw the ball up. Nobody gets it, and on the bounce, controlled by the Tigers, and we're underway. Riley will bring it into the front court. So to the right side for Arthur. Up top to Jackson. Back to Riley on the left side. He'll backpedal towards the logo. Dribble to the right side. Riley being guarded by James. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help with a backdoor cut to Atkinson. Right block. Put it up and in. Good move by the big fella. And that's exactly what Larry was talking about. Tigers able to get the big guy into it early. If Knight does not listen, I say he goes 6'5", 6'6", though.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Rogers to Brady James for 3. In and out. Rebound tipped. Wilbanks has it. Fires it back to Rogers. Rogers dips it back to Wilbanks. Wilbanks left block. Put it up and in. Wilbanks answers Atkinson, and we're tied at 2 apiece. Riley drops it into the front court. To the left side, Colby comes out to guard him. He gets it down low to Arthur. Right block, puts it up, missed it. Stewart with the rebound. Aiden throws it down the floor to Brady James in the corner. Brady up top to Colby for 3, in and out. Rebound Tiger. Brookshire controls the rebound. The Willow Springs name, as Riley brings it across midcourt. Arthur on the right side. Puts the ball on the floor. He'll get to the top of the key. Now drive into the paint. Stops. Fires it over left wing for Jackson. Riley at the logo. It's a jab step. Puts it on the floor. Drive. Right block. Has it stripped out of bounds. And it will be off of Willow. stays with the Tigers. 2-2, 6:19 to go first quarter. Low scoring start to this one, and well, there might have been a timeout there. No timeout. Houston ball underneath their own basket. Riley will inbound. Lobs it into the paint for Arthur, who lays it up and in. Good execution there by the Tigers, and they lead it 4-2. Colby walks it into the front court. Gives it to Brady, over to the left side for Stewart. Up top, Brady, open three, short. Rebound, Wilbank saves it out of bounds through the hands of Colby James, and the Tigers will have it in midcourt.
Brady James 0 for 2 from beyond the arc, but firing away.
Riley meets the trap. He'll lob it to Arthur on the right side. Fires it up top to Jackson. Jackson pass tipped by Brady James ahead to Rogers. Jace has no one in front of him. He lays it up and in. 4-4. 5:40 to go first quarter. Riley walks it. He'll be met by Rogers once he crosses the timeline. Lobs it to Jackson on the left side. Jackson puts it on his hip. He'll drive top of the key, pick up the dribble. Tipped by Brady James to Rogers. Jace one-on-one. He'll hand it to Colby. Layup is partially blocked by Jackson. Tigers take it back. Riley all the way to the block, then dishes to Arthur. Arthur, right wing jumper is no good. Rebound, Brookshire. Brookshire on the block. Leaves it for Riley. Three ball is good. E.J. Riley for three. 7-4, Houston. 5 minutes to go, first quarter.
Couple of turnovers by Houston early, but the Bears didn't take advantage of the last one.
Colby to the free throw line. Sends it to Rogers up top. Wilbank wide open. Three. Got it. Wilbank downtown, and we're tied. 7-8. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Riley walks it across midcourt. Gets to the free throw line. Jumper is good. Timeout, Coach Forrest and the Bears. Houston on top early. 9-7. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Boy, 32 left to go here in the first quarter. Houston has an early lead of 9-7. I feel like the timeout, Marty, was kind of to reset the defense for the Bears. Not playing very good defense right now.
Tigers getting a lot of good looks here early. They lead 9-7 halfway through the first quarter. Brady James to the free throw line. Brady picks up the dribble. Pick up to Wilbanks at the free throw line. Takes a bounce in. Puts up a tough shot from the paint. In and out. Rebound Tigers. Arthur into the front court. Gets to the logo. He'll slow it down. Stewart out to guard him. Arthur to the free throw line. Gets to the block, to the basket. Put it up and in. Houston goes up by 4. It's 11-7 Tigers. And again, it's the defense of the Bears giving the Tigers some good looks, letting them drive to the basket. Then no fouls called yet in this game. Rogers in the corner for Brady James. Up top to Wilbank, back to Brady on the right side. Brady backpedals toward the midcourt line and gives it to Colby on the left wing. Colby to the free throw line. Back to Brady. Open three. No good off the back of the rim. Stewart with the rebound. Leaves it for Wilbank to the paint. Braxton to the rack. Lays it up and in. Wilbank pulls the Bears within two. But now the defense. Stop. He's settled down here a little bit.
The sophomore Riley is pacing them. He's got 7 points early.
Arthur into the front court. Gets it to Brookshire underneath. Lays it up. No good. Tough shot. Wouldn't go. Bears get the rebound. Brady gets it ahead. Rogers to Wilbank. Wilbank to the block. Dishes back up top. Brady James. Floater in the paint. Got it and one. It was a little luck for Brady, who could use some, I think. He'll get a chance for a three-point play. DJ Riley out of the game for that sequence, but he's getting ready to check back in.
Foul is on Jackson, his first. And our first foul.
Free throw is good by Brady. The horn went off as he was shooting, but we're going to let that go and take the point. And the Bears in front, 12-11, 3 minutes to go first quarter. Riley back in for the Tigers. They need the sophomore guard back in there. Also Ezekiel Grange in there. Arthur gets it in the paint, dishes to Brookshire. Brookshire goes right block, lays it up and in. Good move by the senior, Brady Brookshire. 13-12. Houston back in front with 2:30 left to go first quarter. Colby into the front court. Colby to the free throw line. With the block turnaround. Jumper is off the mark. Rebound Houston. Ahead to Riley. DJ's got three in front of him. Takes it to the rack. Missed it. In and out. Rebound underneath. Count it and one. Off Atkinson. And the big man with a chance for a three-point play.
Toby James picks up the foul.
The first foul on the Bears. Only two total fouls here in the first quarter. Atkinson's free throw is good. 16-12. That's the Bears took a lead. Houston's responded with a 5-0 run. Lead by four with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Toby across midcourt. Goes between his legs, swings to the left side for Brady James. Wilbanks steps up, right side for James. Brady, or rather Colby, left side for Wilbanks. There's Brady up top. Stewart on the right side. Gives it to Rogers. Starts to attack, but then he'll give it back to Stewart. Right back to Rogers. Crosses it over. Back to Colby at the logo. Colby's going to take off. Pull-up jumper is in and out. Tough break for Colby. And the Tigers have it leading by four. With 90 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Riley, left side, throw it into the paint. It's loose, tipped, stolen by Stewart. Stewart, three on three, tried to take it himself, gets it swatted out of bounds. They're going to say, off Stewart, and it's Tiger ball. Bears got the steal, they have the momentum, and somehow give it back to the Tigers. Minute 20 to go first quarter.
Bears aren't looking very impressive here in the first quarter.
Well, good start for the Bears.
Yeah, it is.
There's a steal by Colby. Takes it away from Riley. Fakes the pass, takes the layup, rims out. Rebound off Houston. It'll stay with Willow. But again, the Bears with a good opportunity, but it's just not going in. We've seen this record play out before.
Yeah, it's not been nice.
Tough shooting start for the Bears. Stewart in the corner. Rogers in the corner for three, in and out, rebound, Stewart underneath, Aiden will reset to Wilbanks on the block, Braxton puts it up, nobody's fouled, and Wilbanks will go to the line shooting two for the Bears with 57 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Brody Thompson getting ready to check in for Willow.
Riley picks up the foul for Houston. Wilbanks at the line.
Free throw is good.
Wilbanks has really paced the Bears scoring here in the first quarter.
Thompson comes in for Colby. Gets a bit of a breather here at the end of the first quarter. He's been battling some illness this week. Wilbanks' second free throw is no good off the back of the rim. 16-13 Houston. By three with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Riley walks it across midcourt. There's Grange on the right side, gives it back to Riley. Grange on the right wing, looking underneath, back to Riley up top. Riley drives, kicks it back to Grange, bounces it into the corner for Jackson. Jackson pulls back for three. It is no good off the back of the rim, but the rebound is put up, no good. Another missed shot by Daly. There's the rebound and dribble out of bounds. Rogers takes off to the basket, and I guess he steps on the sideline, and the Bears with an unforced turnover.
Not
been that kind of quarter.
Ooh, it hasn't been a good quarter at all for the Bears. One of the worst of the year.
Houston has it 20 seconds to go first quarter. Riley runs into the trap, lobs it ahead to Jackson with 17. Back to Riley. Grange right side to Riley with 12. Riley drives in the paint. Floater banks it in with 8 seconds. Rogers with 5, with 3, with 2. Jace for 3, no good. Into the first quarter in Houston, it's Houston Tigers leading Willow 18-13. We'll come back in a minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Bears trail by 5 after a quarter, 18-13. And we start the second quarter, Bears will have the ball. Riley pacing the Tigers with 9 in the first quarter.
Colby James back out there. gives it to Wilbanks. The Bears wants to get a little momentum as we start quarter number two. James to the free throw line. Colby crosses it over, spins, puts up a tough shot in the paint, won't go. Rebound comes out to Arthur. Arthur across the timeline. Takes it to the left side. Gives it back to Riley at midcourt. Riley gets around Colby to the right block to the basket, lays it up and in.
He is single-handedly giving us a show, isn't he?
20-13.
He's only a
Riley and the Tigers.
Only a sophomore and doing a great job early.
Brady James on the right side. Up top to Wilbanks, left side. Now Stewart, top of the key. He'll pull back for three. Got it. Aiden Stewart needed that one. The senior gets the Bears back to within four. J. Riley, a student at Willow Springs for part of his youth, while his mom was a counselor at Willow. Having a lot of success in Houston now. They get it left side. Working around the arc. Jackson up top. The Brookshire back to Riley at midcourt. Tigers leading by four, just underway here in the second quarter. Riley to the left side for Jackson has it tipped away by Brady James, out of bounds, and the Tigers will inbound in front of the Willow bench. Jackson will stand right in front of Jordan Rutledge. Gets it into Riley. Riley goes to the free throw line, pass tipped, gets it back into the corner for Arthur. Arthur. Back to Riley at midcourt. Riley gonna drive, gets in the paint, floater high off the glass and in. Wow. He has got the magic here in the first half.
13 for Riley.
22-16, Tigers. 13 of the 22 from DJ Riley. Colby to the right side. Jake, left side for Stewart. Stewart to Rogers, open three, top of the key, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long to Riley. Riley to the free throw line, has it poked away by Rogers, and Jace takes it on a steal. Ahead to Stewart, through traffic, can't handle it, but gets it away to Colby James. Colby to the baseline, gives it to Stewart underneath the basket, back out to Brady James, who throws it into the cheerleaders, out of bounds. The Bears were just a little out of control on that sequence. Trying to do a little too much. And another turnover for Willow, and this is something, you just a handful of turnovers against Kabul.
It's not shaping up to be the kind of game the Bears won at all here against the Tigers.
Riley drives to the right side, and a timeout called by Coach Moore and the Tigers. 5:30 to go first half. Houston leads Willow.
.5:30 left to go in the half. Houston up 22-16 over the Bears. The people you'd normally expect the Bears to score are not tonight. Rogers and Colby James. Rogers has two. That's it.
Well, cold to start before the Bears can heat it up. There's a tip on the pass, and Stewart comes away with it. The Bears create a turnover. Get it to Colby James. Baseline. Spinning. Pushes one up, and it goes down. There we go. Gets Colby in the book. And it's a four-point game, 22-18 Houston, 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Arthur into the front court to Brookshire. Brookshire in the paint. Jumper is good. Several shots by the Tigers hit the back of the rim. They pop up and go down. It's been a good first half for Houston, leading 24-18. Colby into the front court. Takes off, sends it to his brother. Brady to the free throw line to Rogers on the left side. Jace takes off in the paint to the basket, lays it up and in, and that's what I think we need more of. Rogers, I think, can drive.
He can do
on
that.
This team.
Yeah.
Bears back to within four, 24-20. Halfway through the second quarter, Arthur at midcourt. Only two fouls combined in this half. Tigers get it up top. They go to Grange, and he just fires it out of bounds. Put a little too much mustard on that one. Willow ball on another Tiger turnover.
Seven. They've had seven turnovers so far.
Colby will walk it down the floor. The James brothers, Wilbanks, Stewart, and Rogers, five on the floor for the Bears. Rogers at the free throw line with his back to the basket, takes off, loses it off of his foot, and out of bounds.
It's the second time he's done that.
Tiger ball. Quick sub. Riley got a quick break, but he's back out there. So Jackson checked out. D.J. Riley, the sophomore guard, has come to play tonight. Takes it into the front court. Goes to the right side, gets it in the paint. It's taken away by Colby, but then D.J. is able to get it back, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will go to the Bears on the jump.
Really? I didn't think it'd be Houston ball, but what they say. Bears had it to start the quarter. Okay.
Come on. I don't know. Yeah. That's what we're going to go with. Bear ball. 3:45 to go first half. Willow trailing by four. Colby with a pull-up jumper is short. Just outside the free throw line, and the Tigers are there for another rebound. Riley across midcourt. Of the scorer's table. Riley up top. He'll dribble the right side. Sends it back up top to Atkinson. Atkinson to Grange. Grange travels. And the Tigers turn it over. And that's, I think, where the Bears really can exploit this Tiger team, get some more ball pressure, and get some transition baskets.
Yeah.
And you could see the score flipping. But right now, still a four-point lead for the Tigers.
Well, we just haven't got any kind of rhythm on going on offensive end.
Rodgers up top to the free throw line. Spins, puts up a jumper, flashes home. And it's a two-point game. Bears did lead this game briefly at the 12-11 mark. But it's been all Tigers leading by two. Free throw line jumper for Brookshire is in and out. Rebound, Wilbank. Bears kick it ahead. Rodgers to James. Colby for three. Got it. Bears have the lead.
Colby with that tray gets the Bears back out on top. 25-24.
Riley into the front court. He'll hand it to Arthur. 2.5 minutes left to go. First half, and it's tipped and a foul coming. On the Bears, that's our first foul of the second quarter. These guys blew their whistle so much in the JV game.
Yeah.
Now it takes some blood before you get a foul.
Silence is golden, and this time Chase Rogers picks up the foul, his first.
Not complaining at all about
nope.
The foul. Tigers inbound at midcourt. They'll get it into Riley. Lost it, goes back to get it. Colby will pick him up at half court. Riley to the free throw line, out to Brookshire. Brookshire up top, into the left side. Jackson for three, it's off the back of the rim. Rogers picks up the rebound on the fly, wants to run with it. Jace to the basket, put it up, that's it, but draws the foul. We're going to call a charge on Rogers. As Riley hit the deck, I didn't even see Riley go down, but he did pop up underneath there, so. Clearly outside of our vision, but a charge called on Rogers to give it back to the Tigers, with Willow leading 25-24. In Willow, the Lady Bears leading 10-3 over Kabul after 5 minutes at Mumford Gym. Tiger with the ball, looking to regain the lead, but they throw it away over the head of Brookshire. It'll be Bear ball, 2 minutes to go first half, leading 25-24.
James will bring it down to the Bears and set them up for offense. Been doing a little better offensively.
Colby to the right side. He'll hand it to Rogers. Rogers to Brady James. Open three. No good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound Brookshire. Foul by Wilbank.
Yeah, that was no doubt. That was a no-doubter foul there. They didn't call that one.
Wilbank's his first. Third team foul on the Bears. Four total fouls for the Bears, one foul for the Tigers. Shades of going to Douglas County and playing the Ava Bears with only one foul called against the home team. Brookshire up top to Arthur. Arthur to the free throw line, picks up his dribble, nearly throws it out of bounds. Brookshire saves it. Riley wants a three up top, no good. It's short, rebound goes out of bounds, and it'll be Bear ball with 1:17 to go in half. Bears leading by one. Colby will walk it across midcourt. Brady on the left side. Wilbank to Colby on the right wing. Up top is Stewart. Bears working around the arc. 1 minute to go. Second quarter. Stewart to Rogers. Bears continue to be patient here, working it around the three-point arc. Rodgers on the right wing, up top to Colby. Wilbanks holds it above his head. See if the Bears can work this clock all the way down. They've gotten a lead and probably content just to take that lead. Wilbanks with a wide-open three, no good. Rodgers, though, with the rebound, put it up, no, but he's fouled. And Rodgers will go to the line shooting two for the Bears. Wilbanks with a good opportunity there, and Rodgers was the guy that saved him with the big rebound.
Foul is on Daly. He's in his first.
Rodgers' free throw is no good. With 32 seconds left to go in the half. Second one is good. Rutledge will come in for the Bears, replacing Rodgers.
Rodgers looks a little gassed, too. Hasn't been feeling too well, either.
32 seconds left to go in the half. Willow leading by two. They haven't changed the scoreboard. Should be 26-24. Wiley brings it across midcourt.
And now they do, I think.
Yes. Wiley to the right side picks up his dribble. Leaves it for Arthur at the volleyball line. He'll take a three. No good. Wilbanks with the rebound with 14. Brady James across midcourt. Stewart with 9. Brady to Colby with 7. Colby with 5. With 4. With 3. Rutledge will take a 3 at the buzzer. No good. That's the end of the first half. Willow, after trailing by 5 at the end of the first quarter, they'll lead by 2 at the half. 26-24. We'll come back and talk about it in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.